This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Would you like some music for this?
Yes, please. Yes. That'll get me rolling anyway.
Does it start with Dear Diary?
No, I don't do that. Again, I just journal what happens during the day. September 28th, woke up to a blast of anxiety. Even though Sherry was lying right next to me in bed, I could not stop thinking about last night's fight and her demanding that I marry her.
Oh, woo!
Yeah, this had been going on a while. As she woke, I curled up next to her, and she knew what I wanted to do. She was moody as usual and finally said, "Okay, but don't touch me." What the hell does that mean? I did the best I could, but I know I didn't please her.
What?
She was crazy. Then I took her home and came back here to shower for work. Once I got to KRZ, I ran into Linda, the new sales girl. She and I have been flirting heavy and other people have commented on it.
Oh.
But it took me out of my misery mood and I even went with her for her chiropractor appointment. After my show at 7, I called Sherry back. She was still an icebox. I told her I wished there was something I could do to cheer her up and she said, "Move."
Move.
Move.
Move away?
Yes.
Move out of the area?
Yes.
Relocate?
Wow, that hurt. I walked home. I lived right near work. I walked home and got out the Jack Daniels.
Oh.
I called Jimmy and Linda. Linda's the girl I mentioned before at work. I called Jimmy and Linda, invited them both over. We all got drinking and I was feeling much better. Jimmy had a buddy pick him up at 11 and it was just Linda and I.
Uh-oh.
She looked so hot in this very tight-fitting top and her long, flowing blonde hair. Then out of the blue, she said, "I wish we were in the bedroom right now." So,
This is so detailed.
I know. I took her by the hand and headed into the bedroom.
The following paragraph has been censored due to decency standards. Please stand by.
Oh, wow.
So as we lay there afterward, catching our breath, she whispered, "I love you."
What?
Without thinking, I told her, "I love her too."
Who are you?
I know I do feel something special, so it didn't feel that awkward saying it. We cuddled a while, and then when she saw it was 1 a.m, she said she needed to head home. I was starving by now, so I got up and made a big fish fry, and finally...
Something's never changed.
Finally went to bed at 2 a.m. That was my day.
Wow, you really do keep detailed entries like this for every single day?
Yes.